Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. It's never too early, and with a big Browns win looming tonight, place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-34 today. We are tracking down Jim Kelly. We're going to get him on the show momentarily. But Notorious, as you look at this game and you talk about the issues that we felt might be out there for the Cleveland Browns at the beginning of the season on the back end of this defense, I got to tell you, I am very impressed with what Buster Skrine has done the last 2 weeks. I'm impressed with what Chris Owens has done the last 2 weeks. And one guy who has not gotten a ton of airtime from us thus far, but I think has been around the football and has been playing well, and his grades have gone up every single game, is Tayshaun Gibson. I think Tayshaun Gibson is starting to play the kind of safety that makes you say, wait a second, maybe that isn't something that is such a liability. And for a guy who was an undrafted free agent a year ago, I think his development and his performance the last few weeks has been very, very encouraging.
Well, I think it's been massive for this team to have him come through at that position, because when you really look at it, and I go back to a conversation I had with a member of the coaching staff on the practice field during training camp, you know, that was such a concern. I said, point to one spot that worries you the most. And it wasn't a single thing. And there was some thought behind this. They said safety. Safety is the part of this team right now that we're the most concerned with, that we've got to tighten up the most. So, you know, so I think that was really the key here is working on that safety. Dave, did I just hear? Okay, we're still working on that. All right. Let's also 216-578-0850. But Tayshaun Gibson, to his credit, has been, you know, a player who we saw last year in his cameo sort of work, instinctive around the ball, smart player, can pick things up. And he's good about asking questions of the veterans around him, T.J. Ward, Joe Hayden, and I think that's part of it too. And they're getting well coached. I mean, this, when you've got as young a secondary as this is, with some unproven people like Gibson, unproven like Buster Skrine,
sure,
you need really good coaching, and that's where I think Louis Chofi deserves such recognition. He doesn't look like he's been around this league a long time. Louis double digits in his years in this league, and a lot of it was spent in Cincinnati. But you look at his face, and he has that baby face kind of look. And he knows his stuff. And same with Bobby Babich as assistant secondary coach. They really grind and work with these guys in detail. And I think my comparison, and I'm not going to, you know, say this as if I was sat in on meetings now or last year, but I had a lot of interaction with the coaching staff and sort of got a feel for how they did things. I think there's a lot more hands-on micro-coaching that goes on with this whole staff.
And the results are being seen, because that has quickly become a very solid point. And listen, it's not just us saying that. The numbers say it, and Pro Football Focus, who grades out every player, right now Tayshaun Gibson, the 16th rated safety, period. So there are 64 starting safeties in the NFL. Gibson's rated 16th, T.J. Ward rated 7th, both of them rated in the top 10 in coverage by Pro Football Focus right now. What I like is that Gibson's been targeted 9 times this season. He has 1 interception and 2 pass defensed on those 9 targets. That's a phenomenal ratio. He's tackling very effectively in the open field, which is very important for a safety as well. Only 2 missed tackles on the season for Tayshaun, which I think is very good considering that he has 18 tackles, 6 of which have gone for stops. So he's been a very impressive player, in my opinion, and I'm very happy with what the development of Tayshaun Gibson. And if Tayshaun Gibson and Buster Skrine can develop, and you have what you have up front, and you know what you have in Joe Hayden, and T.J. Ward continues to play at a high level this year, this is all of a sudden a defense where you're saying, wait a second, for an opposing offense, what are you going to attack? Where are you going to find the weaknesses? Because I know a lot of people were thinking Mohamed Sanu is going to come in here and he's going to tear up the Browns. I was not one of them, just because I'm not a big Mohamed Sanu fan. But I also thought those tight ends, Gresham and Eifert, were going to do a lot more and make a bigger impact. And one of the big reasons they didn't was the excellent coverage of the safeties and the linebacking core. And I'll say this, DeQuell Jackson does such a great job of dropping on pass plays and getting his hands on the ball on plays down the seam, that's led to a couple of turnovers already for the Cleveland Browns.
I believe so, and I'll throw Craig Robertson a bone there too. I think he's been very solid in that area.
He's a dog. I love Craig Robertson.
You know, listening and watching him and listening to what coaches say about him, They're very pleased. He's been unheralded. He's not going to maybe necessarily make a lot of those big difference-making plays, but he's definitely going to be someone you've got to recognize when you're talking about him. Calls, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Let us go to Las Vegas. Say hi to Rob. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good.
Hey, yeah, man. I'm sitting here looking at this game, and we got five people in the secondary for the Bills is not healthy. You got C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson isn't all the way healthy. The Williams brother isn't all the way healthy. It looks really, really good for the Browns today. Really good.
I agree with you. The injuries in the backfield, injuries in the secondary. This is a game that I think, like I said, this is a game the Browns should win. Not only if everybody was on the field do I feel that the Browns have a better team, they have a better defense, they have a better overall offense, but you're talking about a Bills team that is banged up, as you astutely pointed out. They're banged up at the backfield. They're banged up on the line. They're banged up at wide receiver. They're banged up in their defensive secondary, and the Browns, relatively speaking, are healthy. Obviously, would you like to have Jabal Sheard there? Of course you would like to have Jabal Sheard, but this is one of the great things with this team, the depth to have a guy like Barkevious Mingo, 3 sacks in his first 3 games, able to step up and step in, and obviously the defense played very well last week with Mingo in that role against the Cincinnati Bengals, so you got to have confidence there. But I agree with you. I think you make a very good point, and this is a Bills team that on a short week has to turn around at less than 100%, which is great if you are a Browns fan for this week. All right, let's go to have Dave anymore, Dino?
Okay.
All right.
Well,
very good.
Dial us up again, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. And I think that the story about this secondary is a big one tonight. The Bills secondary hurting as much as it is, something that this team can clearly exploit, but they have to do so, of course, first of all, by making sure Brian Hoyer has time to throw. And that front seven, the caller brings out the Williams, especially Kyle Williams, hurting a little bit. Again, I've seen this guy grind his way. He's got an Achilles issue he's dealing with, but grind his way through games. These are tough, tough guys, tough players. Mario Williams has been kind of getting into that breakout point of his career right now, and or at least in terms of his Buffalo portion. He did it well enough in Houston to earn that or to get that $100 million contract. He's starting to earn it back with the way he's playing right now. Corey in Portage Lakes is with us now. Hey, Corey.
Yeah, it's going.
Great.
Good. How are you?
Good. Real good. Real good. I'm excited for tonight. I'm actually heading up there right now. I'm going to say Browns win big, 31-10. Thanks.
Wow. That's his shot. He's calling it. On Thursday Night Football, these games have had a way of getting out of hand, right? I mean, we've seen
somebody.
First of all,
if you can step on somebody, you can step on somebody. No question.
And they've been bad. You know, they haven't been good games. I mean, unfortunately, there have been some bad games played. And why do we say bad? Well, because they turn into lopsided games. I'm hopeful if this is a bad game, it goes the score that Corey's talking about, and that can happen to a road opponent. They can unravel quickly. That's why it's so crucial for this Browns team to jump on the Bills as quickly as possible to make sure this crowd is engaged right from the start, that this crowd goes into it thinking, okay, we've got something good to expect at the end of this night, and they're still full throat, and you know they're going to be fired up. It's going to be louder. There's just an electricity that comes with night games, and especially it's been so long since the last primetime game was played here in the regular season. So that's another factor.
Sure.
So you know people have been waiting on this and they want to show out.
Yes, and that's good. That is good. Again, you can help rattle a rookie quarterback on the road on a 4-day turnaround. These are all things that can be done. The fans going to play a big role tonight, and I agree with you. It is certainly a good opportunity for this defense, for these fans to show up and show out, and I think that they have a very good opportunity to do just that. I think this game is ultimately going to end up closer in score than it actually was. I don't think the Browns aren't going to be in control of this game in the second half. I think they very much will be, but I think this could end up being, you know, a 7-point game as opposed to a 21-point game. But I do see the Browns winning this one.
Because I think the front sevens are going to probably have the most to do with its outcome. The dictation of the game, if you will, is going to be dominated by those guys, by the respective front sevens of these teams. Let's go to Brooke Parks. I had a Doug. Hey, Doug.
How's it going, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I grew up in Buffalo. My wife grew up in Cleveland, so I'm not going to mention a score for the game because either way I lose. But when you're talking to Jim, if you happen to ask him, you know, growing up, he didn't he didn't throw a lot of interceptions, but when he did, man, it seemed like he was always the guy who got the tackle, and he seemed to love the tackle. And I was wondering if you could ask him if he had any favorite tackles or what was the motivation behind going after the guy.
I can tell you this. I mean, well, you know, hopefully it's something we can bring up when we get him. But I can tell you this much, knowing him and talking with him and having written a book with him. We did a book called Armed and Dangerous that was published during the Bills' Super Bowl run. And I'll tell you exactly what it is. He was, first of all, recruited as a linebacker to Penn State. You know, he could play defense. He's a big, thick guy, and he had those defensive instincts. And secondly, it was sheer anger, frustration, you know, the embarrassment, whatever the word is. I don't think he'd ever use the word embarrassed, but anger mostly that someone else other than his receiver got that pass and was going back. So they're playing the Atlanta Falcons, and a defensive back intercepted him, and he's running down the sidelines. Jim took him out by the legs. Jim snapped one of the guy's legs in half. And, I mean, the guy's leg just snapped like you snap a chicken leg. And it was flopping around, and Kelly just wiped him out. And, you know, after Jim hit him, I'm supremely positive that Jim wasn't intentionally trying to do that to the guy, but he just came in full force, did what his instincts told him to, nails the guy. Jim gets up, storms off to the sideline, and this guy's left to go on the cart and, you know, all air casted up and done. And I think, I'm not even sure if he played another game again. So, Jim kind of had a message for people who are going to intercept my passes. Yeah, you're going to pay the price, and I might be the one taking you down. Most teams hate to have their quarterbacks even think of tackling the return guy on an interception, because right. The quarterbacks almost always get hurt in those scenarios. Or they do the ole, you know, those whiff type of tackles, like they pretend like they're going to tackle. Kelly relished contact.
He's a bigger guy than people realize.
Oh my God! Yes, they called him a linebacker with a good arm. That kind of was the motto or the slogan that kind of was attached to him. All right, we're gonna have much more your calls. It's a Call Your Shot Thursday game day, game night. Browns and Bills, 216-578-0850. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. We are Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, and you are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.